And welcome to a very special episode of Swimming with the Fish. This is technically season 9, episode 34, but it is actually going to be a solo run by yours truly, Crutch. I am so happy to be here. I have given the chief and the goon the day off, the week off. We have the Labor Day holiday coming up tomorrow, as I'm going to post this show on the 31st. And I thought this would be a good time to have another installment of what we started back about, oh my gosh, like 6 or 7 weeks ago on our 400th episode. Actually, it's more like 12 weeks. Holy cow. A retrospective of what we've done. It's, you know, season 9 years of doing this fun show. And I've selected another set of clips that cover kind of the season 4 through 5. We've got a lot of material, folks. I'm going to be retrospecting for the rest of my life, apparently. But anyway, this was a kind of a very special period of time. If you all remember, season 4 was 2020, and we all know what went on back then. So we're going to go on a short little ride through memory lane. I hope you all enjoy it. And you're kind of stuck listening to me just doing the show solo. Anyway, our first clip is from back in season 4, and it was episode 12, and we were getting right into the midst of the whole problem with 2020. Probably no bigger story than COVID-19. Some would refer to it as a scamdemic, but we talked a lot about the lockdowns. But of course, this was only the beginning.
Folks, we are one happy trio. We're suffering along with all of you. In fact, I'm sure, regardless of where you are listening to the show, with the dreaded COVID-19, the coronavirus, not to be confused with anything Chinese, because we don't want to appear to be ethnically insensitive.
Even though we are,
you were going to say racist there, but you didn't say that because that would have one of us go. Well, one of us doesn't care whether they're racist or not.
And I'm sure that this is a prelude to some long drawn out story about how your humble third of this magnificent team is in fact racist, correct?
It's well known now. I mean, we've done it for 2 weeks, so I would say it's pretty well established, wouldn't you, Chief?
Yeah, those doggone Italians, man.
Well, you know, Goebbels said if you say something 3 times, people will believe it. So there's that.
Yeah, well, our fascist governor here in Maryland, certainly watching the Italians, and Governor Hogenmeister.
No, Wilhelm.
Wilhelm Hogenmeister. I'm telling you what, I'm going to do exactly what you guys said. I'm going to the State House in Annapolis. I'm going to see him. I'm going to go, Sieg Heil!
I hope you're ready to be tackled.
Please, please close down all the bars and kill every business. Sieg Heil! What a stupid... I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure he knows his dad. Pretty sure.
Who, Hogan?
Yes.
I'm not so sure.
Referencing that word, thank you.
Yes, if you're going to use it, use it properly.
The show has instantly gone to R.
I apologize. I seem to have strayed a little because I talked with the Yankee Swamp Fox this afternoon, and apparently the Socialist Republic of Connecticut will be shutting down on Monday. They also have a socialist fascist governor.
So when you say shutting down, you mean everything is shutting down? Like,
yes.
I won't be able to get carryout food?
Stay in your house.
Yes, that they are literally doing that.
Illinois is doing it. California is doing it.
Now,
New York is doing it. Yeah.
Are they doing it here yet?
But they will be.
2 weeks.
I agree. 2 weeks, and Hogenmeister will be doing it.
And they're moving military equipment. There are people.
That I did hear about. That I did hear.
You're going to have, you know, Hogan's plan is he's going to have military roaming the streets, and you set one toe out there, man, they're just going to gun you down.
So
this is how ISIS wins.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Browning has been waiting for this day for quite a while.
Even as we speak, he is strapping on crisscross bandoliers.
Well, he's
pulling out his poncho via hat.
chuckling warmly, pulling the blinds down.
We raise a toast to you, Mr. Browning. By God, you were right all along.
Yep.
And without a doubt, gosh, you know, sometimes I look back at this show and I think about all the various predictions the chief makes, because sometimes they're just, you know, oh, and this is what's going to happen. Dude is so spot on, because as it turns out, within 2 weeks, Maryland was, within just, I'm sorry, 3 weeks, Maryland was completely shut down. And, anyway, when he's right, he's right. And, we have our first clip from the COVID working from home time.
It's Friday, the 10th of April.
All right, well,
it's payday.
It's not Friday the 13th on a full moon in an Indian summer with like winter corn and all the other crazy stuff that happened the last time those things converged and we had this global catastrophe.
Global catastrophe of questionable origin.
There's no question.
Well, none whatsoever.
Well, okay, so let me rephrase that. It's a questionable catastrophe. How's that?
No.
It's a catastrophe that did not need to be.
Okay, yes.
There you go. Goon, I hear your dulcet tones. How are you, sir?
I am, despite being very tired because our work schedules got adjusted.
Well, there's adjusted and there's adjusted. Because, yeah, folks, and for those of you who, you know, probably don't know, because that would be a small percentage, we all are contractors for the federal government, which has been winnowing away the amount of people doing useful work for the last few weeks of this coronavirus catastrophe. And we recently, in order to keep the offices a little less populated, the office that the chief and I work in went to split shift. So half of us, the morning shift, that would be Chief and I.
That would be the lark shift.
Oh, they call you guys the larks? That's
I call us the lark shift.
Larks and what?
Owls.
Larks and owls, okay. I guess that's better than sharks and jets, but okay. that's a reference most people won't get. It's okay, I get it.
I got it.
Well, you and I are old, so that works.
Sure. I'm one of the people that don't get that.
Yeah, West Side Story. West Side Story. Two gangs were the Sharks and the Jets.
You guys need to update your references.
I know, really. My God, we're using musicals. Yeah. So anyway, the Lark shift in our building starts at 4 a.m. and works till noon, and then the Night Owls, they come in at noon and work till 8 p.m. So, yeah, I'm getting up at 1:30 in the morning and trying to start my normal regimen to get out the door by 3:30 and over to work by 4. So I know from where you speak, Goon, you know, I'm tired.
We start, we're 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you wish to work a little more, which I do because I have some time to make up from earlier in the month, so I start at 4.
So you're working 10-hour days.
Yes.
Hmm. That's not fun. Although I must admit, there are days that I look up at the clock and it's already like 10:15, and I'm like, I'm 6 hours and 15 minutes into my workday, and I'm like, where did it go? Noon does show up a lot quicker than 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock did when you got to work at 6 or 8. It's, I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I'm getting more done. I'm more focused.
All right. Well, I go to sleep at around 3. Or I should say I go to bed at around 3, and then I'm still talking to you guys at 5. And then I just wonder what day it is.
Those were some very stressful time. I'll be honest with you. There was something very appealing to working a 4 to noon shift, because you pretty much guaranteed you weren't going to have any meetings, at least not until like you're walking halfway out the door. That was season 4 was kind of cool. I mean, other than the horrible, we had a lot to talk about for sure. But the chief, you know, was always trying to add stuff, not necessarily part of the show, but sort of the ancillary stuff. You go to the website and check out this, check out that. Chief is famous for his conspiracies. But in season 4, he introduced a new monthly segment where he would actually go and find all of these amazing things that happen in that month that are celebrated by various groups. Maybe it's a national thing, maybe it's an international thing. It being now, I guess, it's technically August still, so it's August 31st. I figured I would just bring up our page, and I'll include the link in the show notes for the days of interest for August. Now, for me, August 1st is very special. It is my beloved's birthday. It also happens to be National Mountain Climbing Day, which is something I will never do. So I'm glad I have the wife. So I have something to do on August 1st. August 2nd is my sister-in-law's birthday. They were born 5 years and a day apart. It's also International Forgiveness Day. Being sisters, I'm sure there's been quite enough forgiveness between the two of them. Celebration of U.S. Coast Guard on August 4th. That's very important. Even more important is International Beer Day on the 7th. And there's a whole bunch of these. We have World Elephant Day on the 12th, which I thought was, you know, kind of appropriate. The Republicans are doing well. Maybe they should have celebrated on the 12th. We can also probably look a little bit at September. Let's quickly jump over to September. And of course, let's see. September 11th, obviously, is the day we will never forget. September 8th is International Literacy Day. And the United Nations has they celebrated that since 1965. And I'm pretty sure, I don't even have to look at the stats, I'm pretty sure the United Nations hasn't done a lot in the last 60 years. This will be the 60th anniversary of International Literacy Day. Wow. Good for them. Anyway, those are fun links. I'll include those in the show. Getting back to the clips now, because it's kind of the reason you're listening, not to hear me. We tried to lighten up the show a little bit because things had gotten, I don't know, a little, it gets one of the reasons I don't tend to watch a lot of news and news shows, especially when there's times like COVID, is because the constant droning on about this is the worst is depressing. And I'd rather find something more interesting. Apparently, we found the whole concept of Necco wafers fascinating.
I'm just looking out for your extra free time. You and I, we're up there in years, we don't get a lot of free time.
That's true. And I'm probably never going to get to that trucking dream.
No, at this point, who knows? I mean, by the time we get up there, what's his face over there? Elon Musk will have, you know, driverless trucks. And
so we'll just ride around with it, stopping at the truck stops, drinking coffee?
Oh, my God, that might actually be better.
Eat Necco wafers?
Oh, I knew you'd find a way.
That's right, the gift apparently, that keeps on giving.
Right, the gift that keeps on giving. Yes, hey. We had a long conversation, folks, about some old TV show clips, and the one particular clip, I will include it in the show notes, because it needs to be. Included an early shot of Brent Spiner, the guy who plays Data in Star Trek, on a show called Night Court. And there was a reference to Necco wafers, and we didn't think Chief knew what they were, or Chief said he didn't know what they were.
That's correct.
Well, and then he proceeded to malign a fine candy.
No,
that has been in existence.
Lies.
Since 1847.
That is what I said.
He did not malign them. I did.
See,
I said that all of the Necco wafers you eat today were all made in 1847.
I apologize, Chief. The crutch is correct.
Yes, I've been besmirched enough today. Okay.
I withdraw all of my comments, and a pox upon me.
It's true. Completely.
But you, sir,
that this is happening.
You, sir, besmirching Necco wafers, the candy of New England.
Well, that explains everything.
The candy of my youth. They gave us these things as practice wafers for First Communion.
Yeah, we.
Now you're besmirching the Lord's candy.
The Lord's candy. No, wow. If God was going to make candy, it wouldn't taste like Necco wafers.
Ask me why I haven't had any lately.
Why you haven't had any Necco wafers?
Yeah.
That's an obvious question.
Yeah, they went out of business 2 years ago.
Really? It was 2 years ago? Oh,
yeah, and then...
I'm sure there's still some from the 1800s.
another company bought them and has started remanufacturing them.
As an update, I cannot honestly say yes or no as to whether or not Goon has actually tasted any of the new Necco wafers. It's certainly been long enough that that company, in fact, also went out of business. I don't know. I'll make a note to myself to go see if we could find out the latest on the status of whether or not you can actually... Well, you know what? I have the internet here. There should be a way for me just to type the word Necco wafer, right? Wafers. Hold on. Kids, you can, in fact, still buy them. You can buy them at Walmart. How frightening. $36 for a 24 count. That's 24 2-ounce packs. Wow, $36. Well, that'll be great news for our good friend the Goon. Hope you enjoy those Necco wafers. Head over to your favorite Wally World. And I think that's all we got to say on Necco wafers. Later in our season 4, apparently the chief's new job and the election, of course, were both significant downers. And I believe this is how we ended season 4.
The chief has a new job. How are you, chief? Come on, chief. You got to tell us. It's great. It's wonderful. It's awesome, right?
It's awesome.
So, I mean, I've seen dumpster fires. I've just never been in the dumpster while it was on fire. This is a new experience for me.
And I'm guessing they did not give you the asbestos underwear.
Not only that, but every day I learn...
Apparently my suit is made of raw meat.
Every day I learn something new. And the more I learn, the people wonder. They said, how are you able to take this without freaking out? And I said, I worked for POD. And much like... In Hot Shots Part 2, when he says, I see you're no stranger to pain, and he said, I've been married, and they roll their eyes, and then he says, twice, and people actually feel bad at that point. I'm at that level right now.
You can't scare me. I've raised daughters.
The owner of your new company is a former compatriot of POD as well, isn't he?
Yes, everything about, I mean, this is my full circle, okay? This is Ouroboros at this point, where...
Ooh, big word.
I started there, I have come back there, I die there. This is...
Wow, that's a little depressing. I mean, I have tickets for tonight's Mega Millions and Powerball. Can you stick around long enough to see if I win and, you know, you can spend some of it?
Yeah, well, see, that's there's a life raft to get out.
There you go.
And knowing
that... Two tickets to paradise, man.
See, this is... If you win, it's not enough. It's not enough to just leave. You leave the country. Because, I mean, with the amount of garbage that is going on and the amount of chatter going on, and I have seen what were once rational, you know, right-leaning people basically saying, I've got guns and ammo... Let's get this started, and like you're retarded. Why would one? You don't advertise something like that. That is stupid. Two, doing what you're saying you're going to do is even more stupid, because you've got to remember, while you think that you've been doing all this, they've been doing it too. Which is why nobody has guns, nobody has ammo left to sell, because it has all been purchased. Please don't do stupid stuff out there, folks.
You know, it would be great if people just took that last phrase from the chief and took it to heart. Even today. And as you noticed, this, of course, is the end of season 4. We are now in the twilight last quarter of season 9. And yet I have still not won Powerball or Mega Millions. Just checked my numbers this morning and got nothing. Nada, nunca niente. It's currently up to 1.1 billion with a B, and I ain't seen any of it. That's okay. So there goes season 4. We rolled into season 5, which of course is the beginning of 2021. And this next clip is a great example of how this show could never be scripted. The Goon found a wonderful solution to his inability to make pancakes. Conversation devolved into an English lesson, And then geography because, well, let's be honest, that's kind of what we do.
You know how bored I was this week?
How bored were you?
So you all remember the story of my not being able to make pancakes for Freya, my beloved daughter, when she was younger and we were at the finest place on earth.
You have mentioned this.
I have. So
I'm pretty sure the chief could tell you the exact date and time.
It was a complete failure of my ability to make pancakes, which, let us admit, not that hard, but I can't seem to get the batter right.
You're letting your Polish ancestors down.
Are pancakes a Polish thing?
Well, potato pancakes are.
Well, okay. I'll let you. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
I could probably make those because the problem I have is getting the batter thickness right.
Mm-hmm.
And
potatoes help that.
When I was a teen, every Christmas, my aunt and I would make potato pancakes, and we used the food processor to grade everything up and get the batter right, and that worked out okay.
So you can ask the Ogryn, because the Ogryn know.
The younger or the older or both?
No, the younger. The older.
He consumes pancakes.
Yeah.
So
it's quality control.
So the Australian company Popcake has a solution for me.
This is a beautiful thing, folks. It's
Crutch wept when I showed him.
I haven't seen anything that beautiful. And the little girl who's just staring lovingly as the pancakes come blopping out onto her plate
on the machine.
By the way, I happen to notice there was already three on the plate and she's waiting for a fourth. I'm like, go for it, kid.
That's right.
Go big or go home.
Right after my own heart. You go, girl. Yep, an automated pancake making machine. Just what I want.
It does have one drawback. Apparently, it's a commercial unit and it's very expensive.
And it comes from Australia, so it'd be upside down if we brought it here.
Right, we'd have to peel all the pancakes off the ceiling.
Why do you guys do that?
If we said because it annoys you.
We have an actual person in Australia that we know listens. So
we have not heard from him. I'm a little concerned.
I hope he's okay. We haven't heard from him in a while.
No, he disappeared. Seriously. But I'm just saying.
I hope you're still listening, and we wish you all the best.
And if you are listening, tell us if you know anything about this www.popcake.com.
Seriously, dude. Yeah. Like, you need to get one in your house and, like, do a video.
So, think about what you just did.
What did I just did?
No.
Commercial?
The goon.
Oh. Unsolicited commercial?
What does www stand for?
World Wide Web.
All right. So, why did you put the letters instead of just saying it?
I was reading it right here off the script.
Because you realize, how many syllables does World Wide Web have?
Wide Web. Four.
WWW has six. So you're conserving syllables?
Has 12. So, WW. I'm sorry, it's nine. Like in math.
Maybe you can't. Because World Wide Web is three, not four.
World to me has always been two syllables.
Okay, is that a Pennsylvania world?
Don't be picking on Pennsylvania. They've lost employees. Okay, you're not picking on Pennsylvania today.
I will pick on every state above the Mason-Dixon line. And
have you ever seen the Mason-Dixon line?
I know where it is. I've driven over it.
I've ridden across it. I've actually seen one of the markers.
I saw Mason the Line Dixon, and that was as close as I was ever going to get. And he lost to Rocky, so there.
We would never be able to write that. That's just, you know, this show will never be scripted. I do every week make a vain attempt at putting together some show notes. And if I was to sit back and feed my show notes to some AI chomping tool and then feed the gist of the shows, the correlation between show notes and show is probably 20%. And there's a lot of stuff we probably still have that we could talk about when then it becomes overcome by events and we move on. So In that very same spirit, I will include the link. The good news is Popcake is still in business. Just went to their website, checked. We still haven't bought one because, again, it's industrial and none of us owns a store. But we shall move on. So later on in season five, as you all know, the goon is a lover of animals, specifically dogs and cats. But probably, we probably do more stories about dogs than cats. Although show cat is probably mentioned every week. So let's say dogs and cats. But we all know that the goon has a very warm spot in his heart for puppies and dogs and such. Especially golden retrievers. And in this next clip, the goon tells of a new dog he and the Hurricane were fostering and how I needed to be this dog's new dad. Not quite sure how that will ever be, but well, maybe when I retire.
The Canine Protective Force, by the way, is welcoming its newest member.
Really? A new member to the Canine Protective Force? That's awesome.
Yeah, see, we had a vote at home. Did we want to help foster a dog mm-hmm. for the rescue group that we work with? We haven't fostered since the pandemic started, mostly because there haven't been any dogs available to foster, but this one came up, and they needed somebody before Monday.
Wow. Was this like dog on the lam or something?
Well, let's see. I do know that he came from an animal control seizure.
Aww.
You know, where they went to a farm and they had, this was an like old guy, Norwegian. Yeah, they were trying to breed Goldens and
Venus flytraps.
No, it was the little. Yeah, thanks for derailing me. I really appreciate that. You know what to hit yourself with.
Thank you.
Border collies.
Oh, okay.
So you get honestly what looks like a miniature golden retriever.
Hmm.
That are even smarter because both breeds are intelligent. And they're just cute as the dickens. In fact, this guy, he has told me that he knows who his human father is.
That's awesome.
Yep. He said that his father's name is Crutch.
He's mistaken.
Oh, no, he's not.
I was nowhere near his mother.
His name is Brownie. And I did send you a picture. I've sent you several
yes,
so far.
Yes, I know. You're stalking me with a dog picture.
Yeah, you probably should expect that to continue.
Yes.
Come over and visit. He wants to see
you. A picture of him in the show notes, but I've been told on a very good authority that there are already several people who want him and that he'll be gone soon.
If we still have him next week, you can post a picture.
Okay.
But yeah, he's and you know, we had a vote with the Hurricane and I. Do we mm-hmm. want to rescue a dog? And I voted no.
And of course, you have the dog.
Exactly.
And why is that, Goon?
Because I'm married.
Well, yes.
Same as you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that works. Does your vote count? No. But hey, that was Brownie did make it to a fine home. It was not mine. And in a way I'm grateful. I'm not in a place just yet where I want to have a dog and be responsible. I'm a firm believer that, you know, especially if you get a dog, you don't want to leave it at home. And yes, my beloved is no longer employed full time, but she spends so much time taking care of the number one fan and her own mom and various and sundry other things that the dog would be spending a fair amount of time in the house by itself. And that's just not fair. Plus, to be honest with you, that's going to be like, you know, my focus. I'm going to get retired. I'm going to have a dog. I'm going to be focused on my wife and my dog and my son, probably. So here we are, end of season five. Now we're rolling into season six, and we're still in the time of COVID. And so this was like 2022, January 2022. And Our one and only goon has some. He's got some flu-like symptoms. We're all just a little nervous.
We were very upset that the goon had fallen prey to some illness other than, the C word. And
that is undetermined.
Yeah, we actually don't know.
Well, that's true. That's true.
To know, right? Which would be a, you know, test that work.
That's true. We need to have some science involved. We need science involved.
Goon, you're not going to get a chance to talk, okay? We're going to talk over you and continually cut you off.
In an effort to save your voice, we're just going to talk over you all the time.
Excellent. Well, I mean, look, I came down right after I moved Goon Child home with flu-like symptoms. You also know that the project that I was on had a funding gap, which means I couldn't work for the first 2 weeks of the month anyway.
Right. So the good news is you didn't have to use your 57 weeks of leave.
Well, I mean, I did have to use the leave, but I would have used it anyway, being sick.
Right.
And so the symptoms were flu-like symptoms. Could be the flu, because I just got my flu shot. Maybe it worked, and I got the flu.
I too, felt very unfortunate after my flu vaccine.
You know what? I felt great the whole time, and I got no shot.
See, that's better.
I like that.
So Goonchild said to me, well, are you going to go get tested, you know, just in case it's COVID? Which would be pretty much the same symptoms. Would you both agree?
You know, the Unicron variant. Swallowing planets and everything. That's what it does.
Exactly.
I like this.
So I said to Goonchild, I don't want to go get
that
tested.
Like an Sorry.
Transform.
No, you don't want to get tested?
No, why would I want to go get tested? That's where all the sick people are.
So
it's true.
Here's the great news for you, Goon. Number one, testing is free, except none of the people know that, so they're not going to give it to you free. And you can order the test, which will come 19 days, so should be sufficiently after you've already recovered from whatever you did have. The thing that they have just disclosed about the PCR rapid tests is that it was going after proteins that are a remnant of cold and flu. So if you had the cold and flu, you automatically have the Rona.
Right, yes, because there's so many like symptoms between Omicron and the cold and the flu, they were testing for that. So basically we all had colds. Or the flu, because this is flu season. They keep saying, you know, they keep forgetting this is fleas, you know, cold flu season. So, yeah, everybody who's had the flu has really had Rona, or everybody who's said Rona has really had the flu. I'm very confused.
Well, I had a solution to this problem, and I think you'll like it.
Mm.
It's the Goon Special No Test Stay Home solution. I stayed home for 10 days, which is double what they recommend. And the only thing that was left by Friday when we were finally allowed to go in was the killer cough you guys were mentioning.
And that
how
did the coworkers feel about such a killer cough?
Oh, they turned me into management.
Oh, you got to you work with narcs.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, the manager comes over. Are you feeling okay?
Really?
I'm feeling fine. Well, you know, people have been complaining about the cough. I go, well, that's it, right, I suppose. I said, look, my symptoms initiated on the 4th of January. It's now the 14th, 15th?
16th, sir.
Well, it's the 16th today, but Friday was the 14th, right?
Yes, sir. That would be.
I pointed out to our manager, who really is a good guy. I said, that's double the time CDC wants. I stayed home. I quarantined. I'm fine. I can't help it that I have this cough. And oddly, that the cough symptoms happen very late in the whole process.
Well, maybe you had
a
weakened immune system.
Could be. However, I can give you some benefits if you'd like to hear them.
Benefits of being sick?
Yeah. Blood sugar went from 230. blood sugar went from 235 to 138.
Wow.
So now so you were, he has to keep it that low.
Right. You were just too sick to eat bad stuff? What?
Pretty much. Just didn't feel like eating that much. And Goonchild, who was feeding me, you know, the healthy stuff that she eats, and I wasn't eating very much of it, it really worked. You know, gluten-free pastas, stuff like that.
So it was more of a, I took a look, yeah, I think I'm full.
Yeah.
Not to besmirch the Goonchild's efforts to keep her father healthy and happy, but as a at least half Italian, gluten-free pastas is not my gig. So I wish I probably should eat that. I probably would lose some weight. Anyway, that is how we started season six with our poor goon. He obviously survived. He's well with us here into season nine. We did have to have an ending of a sorts in season six. So our good friend, the chief, finally had enough of the state of Maryland. And in April of 2022, we bid him a fond farewell as he made plans to set up his Texas empire. And we got a chance to go to his going away luncheon, which was a combination of people he's worked with across the spectrum. The chief and I in our careers have worked together and apart on a number of occasions. And the chief is famous for never losing contact with people. Like, and with his memory, he's able to remember, well, I work with this person on this project at this date and time. And I've never had that ability. I'm really good with faces, but that's horrible because I go, I know you, but I'm name isn't coming. It was good. It was nice. The luncheon was nice in its own way.
So do you actually have a moving day yet?
No, I just have a, I'm not working where I used to work day.
They tell me that the nicest landscape in the world is the place where you used to work in your rearview mirror for the last time.
Well, I don't know. There's going to be people who are going to be attempting to convince me not to do what I'm going to do. I have already explained to said people there is no talking me out of it. And yet I have a meeting about it anyway.
Yeah, the die is cast. You've already done the, you know, you and Captain Kirk and Scotty have already had the destruct codes.
Wait a second. Okay, so the thing you're going to do is stop working there, or do you have some epic plan for exit?
No, there's no epic plan.
Like you're flying drones in and painting the entire building pink.
I would never do such a thing.
Wait.
Oh my God.
That was right off the top of my head. That would have been awesome.
Okay, well, still, that's not happening. I'm not defacing or facing anything. Okay, all I'm going to do is to all those.
Yeah, that people, one bash script that does an rm-rf slash.
Nothing of the sort. I'll be thanking all of those who made my time there interesting, from Engineer Four Quartz to Speed Racer.
So good to see them again.
It was indeed, but your luncheon was delightful.
Yep, seeing Shishi and Yaya and even the person at the end. I did notice, and I
thought, which one was Yaya?
The one right next to Shishi.
Okay, on the other side. Okay, that's her. Okay. I've never met her before. I think maybe I've seen her in the past, but I don't remember her.
You 100% saw her in the past.
Yeah. And so I thought she looked familiar, but I don't remember her. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yes, I remember her too. I just don't know quite from which project.
Yeah.
It would have been the one that you're still on, because she was a tester there.
Yes.
So was she sitting over with Shishi in that whole separate office?
No, remember the room where the Clan Decano used to sit? Where had the ramp?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so she was there.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, it was lovely seeing everybody and catching up, and you know,
and we got a lovely...
Four Quartz is still married. God bless him.
Yep. There's
wedded bliss and all that.
So
and we put a lovely card out for the chief, did we not?
Yes.
Oh yeah, card was great. Yeah.
And
that's it? That's all you're gonna say?
Well, you know, there were things written, there were things discovered, just you know.
I am so proud of myself.
I
wrote, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote on the card right, I was sitting right next to my pal Crutch. And I wrote on the card, sure. Chief, you are my favorite co-host,
mm-hmm.
the goon,
mm-hmm.
and handed it over to him. And he actually started, his eye started to twitch.
Well, you know, I've always believed in a spirit of equality. There's three of us. We're kind of a triumphant, you know, the yin and yang of good podcasting. And you decided to throw a big monkey wrench and play favorites. I'm just saying.
And you're still injured by it.
Not at all. No, not
okay,
a problem.
Good. I love you too, Crutch.
See, here's the thing.
Spare me.
I would have said something, except when Crutch made all of us minorities sit on one end of the table. I figured.
I'm sorry that I didn't know how to fix that, Chief.
I would like to know how the heck I did that. Although I did notice it, and I'm like. Okay.
Yes. So I went to go sit next to you, and you said, no, no, you get to be over there in the back. And
no, you get to be at the head of the table. Don't give me that.
Okay,
and then you kept adding tables, so the table got longer, and you got farther away.
So, yeah, you called.
I love how you have your own little version of the universe. That's really sweet.
This is where the victim pyramid comes into play.
Yeah. I mean, can you say that it was not a segregated table and that you did not direct the seating arrangements? I ask you, sir, is that not a fact?
No, that is not a fact.
Did you not direct funds to the Wuhan lab?
I got your Wuhan right here.
Yeah. So, oh gosh, we had a lot of fun even during that time. It was kind of a sad day though. I mean, all kidding aside. He's been gone 3 years. In that 3 years, I've had the opportunity to visit him twice. I wish I could make it down there more often. I'll do my best. I mean, he's very busy. He's got, you know, a house to rebuild and a yard and critters and property and stuff. And then, of course, you know, just when we finally got used to, you know, being short one guy, Mr. Browning decides, he says, you know what? That Texas thing sounds pretty good. And the next thing you know, Mr. Browning and his whole family are bidding us a fond farewell and headed down to Texas. And the goon was kind enough to even help him do it.
Mr. Browning.
Mr. Browning goes to Texas.
Family.
Yes.
So first of all, Mr. Browning got a four-wheel truck.
Really?
Not, well, I learned the difference. He explained the difference to me when we were at a truck stop.
Okay.
Putting diesel in the truck he did rent.
Did it have a diesel engine?
It had a Cummins diesel and an Allison transmission. This was a by God for real truck, okay. Except that it had an automatic.
Wow, an automatic diesel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I could have driven that.
Yeah. Oh, you could have. No problem. And it was electronically limited to 70 miles an hour. I know that because when I was going downhill with my foot to the floor,
mm-hmm.
it would go up to 70 and stay there.
Wow.
So if they were watching me over there at Penske Central, they were like, hey, yeah, look at this guy.
You're going to get a cramp in your foot pushing it that hard.
he's like, nope, this is how fast you're going. And I mentioned that at one point when we were filling up, Mrs. Browning noticed that the four-wheel truck stop across the street had diesel for like 40, 50 cents a gallon less.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you should be able to go over there. So I did. And I'm filling the, you know, next to a real truck,
mm-hmm.
the 26-foot with the car carrier doesn't really look like a real truck.
Right.
But I'm filling up, and I look over at the truck driver, and I say, it's okay that I fill up here. And he goes, heck yeah, you should be able to save money and not have to spend those outrageous prices they charge the tourists over there. He goes, besides, it'll fill up faster because the nozzles are bigger, because our tanks are bigger and we don't want to wait, 3 hours to fill up the truck.
Yeah, I can only imagine if trying to fill up a 18-wheeler with the thing that, passes for a gas pump over here.
Yeah, I mean, this was a 70-gallon tank.
Sweet baby corn. How much that cost you?
Cost me nothing. It cost Mr. Browning plenty. I think the one time I looked away when it got to 245.
It's like it was just painful.
Yeah. Oh, and then you got to buy DEF too.
DEF.
Diesel exhaust fluid. So
okay, is that like wiper fluid?
No, kind of think of it as a liquid catalytic converter for diesels.
Oh.
Regulation some years ago, all diesels have it. Mm-hmm. You have a little gauge. And if you run out of DEF, the truck will limit itself to 15 miles an hour. So you don't want to let that happen.
Wow. So it has like its own tank and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And they put it on the opposite side of the truck on these rentals because idiots will put the wrong thing in the wrong tank.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, that must be why they do it, because you don't want
to. So you have to pull up to the tanks one side and then what, back up and pull up the other side in order to get the other one? Or does the hose go all the way around? Or
no, the hose does not go all the way around.
That's a hell of a hose.
We tried that. And then that we tried before, right? And then we tried buying the 2-gallon can and pouring it all in, mm-hmm. and that didn't make the little gauge move.
So this tank is almost as big as the diesel tank.
My guess is it's about 10 to 20 gallons.
Whoa. Okay.
But that we only had to fill up twice. It doesn't go as fast as the.
Okay. So it's not like a tank of this, a tank of that.
Right. And so let's see, the two big excitements that I know you'll want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Excitement number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't think we can really call it an accident.
An accident?
Sort of. There we were driving along, minding our own business just west of Nashville. It's dark. We've been driving all day, and we're about, 100 miles from where we're going to stop for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic slows down and I'm not going that fast, 20, 30, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The accident must just have happened. We see an 18 wheeler on the side. We don't see what's in front of him. I see a big old tire with a wheel in it in the road.
Hmm.
I use all my skills to avoid hitting that tire, 'cause I figured that would be bad.
Ninja like skills.
Yeah. What I didn't see was the homemade trailer that lost an axle and caused the accident.
Oops.
And the axle was sitting in the middle of the road, and that hit the front axle of the car carrier behind me, and I heard a big bump.
Ka-dunk. How many axles in your car carrier?
Two.
Okay.
Two. And Mr. Browning's car was light based on the capacity of the trailer.
Okay.
Like I don't think we were 25% of the trailer. Maybe a little more.
Right. So it bounced a little?
It bounced a lot. And I thought to myself,
airborne.
I'll go slow.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel, vibration, we'll pull over and we'll do whatever we have to do.
Right.
Then Mr. Browning calls me on the radios that we had.
You had radios? How cool.
We did.
Like walkie talkie?
We did it. And he goes, everything looks okay. So we drive on, and in about 100 miles, we stop for a McDonald's and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And we go out and we look at the back of the car carrier, and there's no damage to the car, no damage to the trailer.
Yay.
But that front trailer tire,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's shredded.
Yikes.
We drove that for 100 miles, couldn't even tell. And it was shredded so bad. No, it was shredded so bad that it wasn't even touching the ground anymore. There's a little bit of rubber left on, and it was, spinning weakly.
So you've been three-wheeling it.
The whole time, yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
So we got to the hotel. Mr. Browning does all this yeoman work to get a hold of Penske. Mm-hmm. And I'm mentioning them for a reason, the rental company.
Right. Penske Rentals.
Yeah. And in the morning at the hotel we're at, you know, they have a free breakfast. So we're eating. Before we go to eat breakfast, he comes outside and he says to me, come here. I go out and our truck with the car carrier is still attached. The car's still on it, but the bad tire is gone.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who would steal it?
Right. Who would steal a flat tire? It's up on jacks.
Mm-hmm.
They came from his phone call and they took the tire, brought it back to the shop, put a new tire on. By the time we were done with breakfast, the man was just finishing up.
Wow.
It was.
Did he leave a silver bullet?
You know, this is Tennessee, so.
Hmm.
But still.
Yeah.
And we went on our way without further incident.
I always enjoy hearing that story. I've heard it a couple times now. But so we're going to stop at this point and leave the retrospective until another day. I hope you've enjoyed this. It's been fun for me to reminisce across some of these episodes. A few of them I've heard just finding the editing, but you know, it's always fun to listen to them again. I will leave links to all of the appropriate episodes for each of the segments we've done tonight. Please enjoy your 3-day weekend. If you're one of those folks who gets Labor Day off, if you're not one of those folks who gets Labor Day off, then I appreciate your service in laboring on Labor Day. And for the Swimming with the Fish family, to my compatriots who are going to enjoy the holiday and get to sit back and just be, consumers of our show instead of, active participants. Happy Labor Day. I love you guys. I can't imagine I'd ever do this show without you. It's been a little weird doing it by myself. Not really a fan. Don't have to worry about me having a solo career. And with that, there won't be any words from our sponsors because I'm unsponsorable. I just wish you a good day, and we'll all be together again next week.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.